The critically ill Yasser Arafat has been a key figure in that Middle East peace process. A delegation of senior Palestinian officials is now in Paris to see him in a hospital there. Arafat's worsening condition has forced Palestinians for the first time to consider seriously his successor. Fawaz Jerjes is a professor of Middle East Studies and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College. I ask him about the next generation of Palestinian leaders.
The most likely potential successor is Mahmoud Abbas, who served as former prime minister and has been Yasser Arafat's number two man in the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO. And the consensus is that Mahmoud Abbas is very moderate, and he appears to be acceptable to both the United States and Israel. The second potential successor is the current Palestinian prime minister, Ahmed Quraya. Quraya appears to be working hand-in-hand with Mahmoud Abbas, and the consensus is that Quraya could serve as Mahmoud Abbas' right-hand man in the new leadership.
When and if elections would be held, who might be from the younger generation who would enter the picture?
It's a very good question. Marwan Barghouti. Marwan Barghouti is the youngest of all potential Palestinian leaders. He appears to be the most popular, but of course Marwan Barghouti was accused by the Israeli authorities of ordering the murders of Israeli civilians, and Barghouti is serving 5 lifetime sentences in an Israeli prison. On the other hand, you have what I call the militant generation. Those elements have been making a great deal of noise in the last few months, and they have been challenging the leadership of Arafat himself. So I think the struggle for power could not only be prolonged, but also be a bit volatile.
Well, that gets one into a whole conversation about how is any new Palestinian leadership going to deal with Hamas and Islamic Jihad, organizations that are primary sponsors of violence against Israel?
One thing is clear. No Palestinian leader would militarily confront Hamas and Jihad. It seems to me the consensus among all Palestinian elements is that civil war is to be avoided at all costs. The critical question is, will Israel accept anything less than the so-called dismantling of Hamas and Jihad's infrastructure?
Well, then, once Arafat does pass from the scene, does that make resumption of the peace process more likely, or will there be more chaos?
No doubt. A convergence of factors appear to be working in favor of resumption of the peace talks between Palestinians and Israelis. Here you have the potential for a new dynamic Palestinian leadership. We have an American president with a second term in office. We have an Israeli prime minister, that is Ariel Sharon, who can no longer use the presence of Yasser Arafat as a justification for not engaging the Palestinians in peace talks. The leadership role of the United States is crucial, and let's hope that President Bush invests more political capital in trying to exert pressure on both sides to return to the negotiating table and bring about his vision for a 2 viable states living side by side in peace.
Fawaz Jerjes is a professor of Middle East Studies and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College.